Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all got the wrong attitude about who God is. God is a militant God. He ain't no plaything. He's not no little God that just let the devil do what he wanted to do. Jesus was radical. He was bad. Hey, he's a militant God. Hallelujah. He's never fallen. Pick up your weapon. Hallelujah. You're not going to be able to succeed in life just being a little sissy and a little passive Christian. Hallelujah. The church has no business being sissies. The church has no business being weak. He said, after the Holy Ghost come, ye shall have power. Power, power. Hallelujah. We letting our children die and go to hell while we sitting up in the church. But the church guilty because the church won't preach the truth. It won't teach the truth. The church and the black communities have taught about the pie in the sky. I don't need any pie in the sky. I need it here. Listen, the answer is not in legislation. It's not in President Bush coming down to South Central LA. It is not in the food being given away. I tell you, the answer is in Jesus Christ of Nazareth. They need truth.
Got funky enough, you know what I'm saying? So why don't you get down to real business? Somebody might want to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Give them that invitation. Check it out. Say, God, I believe you sent your son Jesus to die on the cross for the remission of my sins. I believe he died and rose from the grave and lived forevermore. Wash me now with the blood of Jesus Christ. Save me, deliver me, and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
If I had your eyes for a day, I could see the world the way you see it. Treat people the way you treat them with love. Replace the sadness with hope from up above. A shoulder to lean on when life sweeps you under a rug. You never feel alone, you never feel alone. A prodigal son, you welcome me with open arms. After my lack of faith when I'm going through a storm. Not knowing that you've been here with me all along. Why do you take me back every time I relapse? A heart like yours, I really need that. To show forgiveness, cause I was forgiven, now I'm living. We all sinning, but Christ is risen, so we
give
all winning.
Give me your eyes for just one second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted. The ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see.
Father, forgive us cause we know not what we're doing. I'm reading for your influence, but lately I've been truant. The world's been my influence, and it's created a delusion, ball of confusion. But maybe if I had your eyes, I can reach the secluded, minds polluted. I know minds polluted. I'm praying for my people, stuck in correctional institutions. Tell them it's hope and someone who really cares. Cause you're ill and oppressed people everywhere. And it's no need to be scared, he knows your deepest fears. But if I had your eyes, I could wipe away every tear. Just knowing you were
here. Give me your eyes for just one second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Give me your eyes for just one second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the once forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Give me your eyes for just one second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the once forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Yeah.
Yeah. Amen, amen, amen. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, United Kingdom, France, Norway, USA. Good morning. Good morning, Australia. Good morning, Atlanta, North Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California. We say good morning to you all. Praise God. This is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. And I tell you right now, praise God, this has been an exciting week. Amen. Praise God. Where the Word of God and the Spirit of God has met us. Amen. Praise God. What a joyful, joyful week this has been. Amen. And you know, I could hear the war cry. I could hear the war cry of the saints. Praise God. We're in warfare. Praise God. And it's too late to turn back now. Praise God. Amen. As we go forward, praise God, in warfare, spiritually, praise God, that God will do what he needs to do in these last and evil days, praise God, to sustain us, the saints of God, that we will do a work to build his kingdom without interference, praise God, of the enemy. Amen. Put your battle clothes on. Get your battle partner. Pull your sword. Hold your shield. Put that helmet of salvation on. Shod your feet with the gospel of peace this morning. Praise God. Praise God. It's time for war. Praise God. Amen. At this time, we're going to go ahead and bring in our own Mother Jackson to lead us to the throne of prayer. Praise God. Mother Jackson.
Yes. Good morning, Pastor Smith. Father,
good morning,
God,
Mother.
Good morning. First, I come to God giving honor. I come to my Heavenly Father, giving him honor, who's ahead of my life. To Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, Pastor Smith, Sister Smith, and everyone in the ADM ministry. Father God, as we come to you on another blessed day that we've never seen before, God, we thank you for breathing on us, God, this morning, giving us life, God. We thank you, God, on this blessed day. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we give you glory, hallelujah, and all the praises, God, because you've been so good to us, God, better than we have to ourselves, God. We thank you for the another day journey, hallelujah, and we realize the world didn't give it to us, God, but it was you on it. God, we thank you how you shielded us all last night until this point, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God. Please let us know we have no reason getting up mumbling and complaining about nothing. But we really need to give you all the praises, God. Oh, God, as we say hallelujah this morning, anyhow, no matter what the situation may be, no matter what you've been through, Dakota Boche, this morning, God, we give you all the glory in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for continuing to order in our footsteps, Boche, God, in your words, God. We thank you, God, for leading us, God. When we walk sometime, God, we really don't really know what the dangers all around us, God. Oh, God, we thank you for keeping us from danger and all in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we cry out this morning, oh, Boche, God. We cry out in a victory way this morning, God, like never before, huh? Oh, Boche, God, we plead the blood of Jesus even over our atmosphere, God. We plead the blood of Jesus, God, even over our families, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, we thank you for glory, the victory this morning, God. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, O Moshe. And every tongue rise against us shall be condemned this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for beginning to shake us, God. O Moshe, God. We thank you for stretching us, God, for making us, God, into the person that you desire for us to be in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. We lift up every prayer warrior all over the world, God, this morning, God. Every intersection, God, this morning, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. We lift up every minister that it is this morning, God. And we ask the Boche, God, it's time to rise like never before, God. Hey, glory to God, Boche, this morning, God. We ask that you bless every ear this morning that's on the prayer line. And every ear that go to Boche, God. We pray, God, this morning that you begin to pop ears, go to Boche, that they can hear your voice, go to Boche, a sweet voice like yours, God. We pray this morning every deaf, blind eyes that are blind, God, that you'll begin to open and they can see, God, oh, Boche, in you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us say yes again to your will, God, oh, Boche, God. Oh, God, use us like never before, God. We are the most stretched out arms to you, God, saying yes to your will, God. Do whatever you want to do, oh, Boche, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift up every sick vessel that need us today, God. We realize they are already healed, God, because your word is true. You said by your stripes we are healed. So we are healed, Record of Boche, in the name of Jesus this morning, God. We lift up every minister that it is, Record of Boche, every leader, God. Record of Boche, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask them to shield and protect them, God. God, Record of Boche, God. Put a fence around Record of Boche, God, that nothing can't get through. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we speak strength into them this day, God. In the name of Jesus, God, continue to lead to the Boche, all of their footsteps, O Boche, in you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for them this morning. The one that's pouring out truth into their flocks, God. We thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the means of God's own heart. You call the Boche, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up our husband this morning, God. Companions in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we call about Boche, speak out of Boche, God, this morning into their spirit, God. Let them know, Lord Boche, you've been pulling and pulling and pulling. It's time for the means of God to begin to say yes to the call of Boche. It's time for the means of God to begin to stand up out of Boche. Mighty in the Lord Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you this morning that you're raising men up in your own image, God. You're raising men up that won't bow, God. Stand up to be men, Lord Boche, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Stand up to be fathers to their children. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for what you're doing in these last and evil days, God. We realize, God, you're still healing the Boche in the land of the Boche. You're still delivering in the land. You're still setting the captive free, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, the one that's been bound in the Boche, captive for years, huh? Oh, God, I see the Boche loosening kind of the Boche, huh? set the captive free. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we see you, God, in these last evil days, God, that you have delivered the Hadomoshe, some people, God, that won't look back, Hadomoshe. I'll be willing to say yes to you, we are. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we ask that you continue to shield the little ones, God. The Hadomoshe, God. Oh, God, as they go to school this morning, God. Oh, God, shield and protect them till they get in the door, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And as they get in the door, God, still keep them covered in the Moshe, God. Let them come up to be obedient children. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for saving a young generation, God, that's coming up in the Moshe, God, that will obey their parents, God, and be honorable unto you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, praying at a young age, calling on the name of Jesus like never before. Hallelujah, God, we thank you this morning, God. Continue to let us read your word daily, God. Let us hide, Moshe, in you, Jesus, like never before, God. No matter what's going on in our home, God, let us stay focused on you, God. Oh, God, Moshe, knowing that you're working every situation out. Economy, Moshe, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, this morning, God. Oh, God, I lift my sisters and brothers up in you, God, this morning, God. Continue to shield and protect them, God. Strengthen them like never before. Oh, God, Moshe, God. Rise them up early in the morning, God. Let them begin to call on you, God, Moshe, God. From the depths of their heart, knowing that you're fixing every situation in our home, God. Oh, God, let them know, Moshe, God, that you're bringing a husband up in the place where they need to be. Let them know how to Moshe. Ain't nothing too hard for you, God, Moshe, to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we lift one need up us again this morning, God. We thank you for what you're doing, God, in our life, God. We thank you for healing, Lord Moshe, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord Moshe, God, that you're shielding and protecting the Lord Moshe, God. We thank you this morning, God, that you're supplying our every need. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for Mother Helen this morning, God. We thank you for a strong mother in Christ, God, seasoned mother in Christ, God. We thank you for, in a mighty way, God. Thank you this morning, God, that you're supplying our every need, God. You kind of little Moshe, God. Thank you, God, because you already worked a situation out. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. We lift up Pastor Karen, little Moshe, God. He kind of little Moshe up to you this morning. Thank you, little Moshe, for keeping her, God. Thank you for working her situation out, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Thank you, little Moshe, God, for doing what you do best, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we lift up our family members up to the Lord of Moshe, God. Thank you, Lord, the kind of Moshe, God. Thank you for saving our families, God. Thank you for delivering them, setting them free, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Thank you for your minister angels, God. In the wee hours they come forth, God. Minister to them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, Moshe, God. Father, elder, the one, God, continue to shield and protect them, God, and love on them like never before. We realize how to Moshe, God. The God may love, Moshe. The God may love, God. We ask you, Moshe, God, just continue to shield and protect them. Hey, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. These things we ask this morning, God, in your holy name, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost this morning, in Jesus' name, God, we ask that you let your perfect will be done this morning. These things we ask in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, amen. Turn it back over to you, Dr. Smith, this morning.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, that anointed prayer, mother. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord and the word of the Lord is saying this morning. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. But I tell you, saints, what a joyful day to be in the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, giving honor unto Christ, who is the head of my life. Amen. Praise God. To my wife, Sister Smith, to my pastors, Lakeisha and Temple Spencer. Praise God to Pastor Carol, to the ADM frontline, to the ADM family. Praise God. Amen. And I'd like to also give a shout out to Puerto Rico, Louisiana, Mississippi, praise God, Texas, Florida, amen. And even the Caribbean islands, praise God, amen. Praise God. On today, God has shown his face upon us one more time. And we thank God for being here. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Because what a mighty God we serve. On today, amen. And to give his name praise, glory, and honor, which he deserves it all. Praise
amen.
God.
Amen.
For, you know, he don't need us, but it's we that need him. Praise God.
Amen.
And because we need him, praise God, he's our Father who is in heaven. And he will supply that every need. Praise God. Amen. Amen. But it's time for the war cry. It's time to put the battle clothes on. Time out. Time out for those things that don't mean us any good. Who did hinder you? Don't be hindered, saints. Praise God.
Amen.
Time is short and the Lord is coming back.
Yes.
He's coming back for his church, for his people, the sheep of his pasture. He's coming back. He's coming back. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He's coming back. Will you be ready? Will you be ready? Get your house in order. And we're not talking about the physical house that we live in. We're talking about you, the person, the human being. Amen. Get your house in order. It is not in order. Praise God. Do a checkup. Pull a PMCS to make sure, praise God, that you're on the right road, the King's highway. Amen. Praise God. See, there's something about the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that he is the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, when I look out, because we're in such turmoil on today, and I look at, you know, the world as it is and all the turmoil and problems and things like that, the more so the saints should be praying.
Amen.
Amen. And fasting. Praise God.
Yes.
And witnessing. Amen.
Amen.
The more.
Amen.
Praise God. Take our minds off of ourselves and put it on somebody else. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Paul said, don't look down on a man unless you're lifting him up.
Amen.
Go out. Lift somebody up. Tell them about the goodness and the love of Jesus Christ. Praise God. That they won't be lost in these last and evil days. Amen. Praise God. So many of our young people are lost today. Need help. Praise God. Need help. Where is the church? Where is the saints? Where is the witness? Praise God. Hallelujah. So many of our church leaders, praise God, on today is turning a deaf ear, praise God, to what is important to the building of God's kingdom. But I say to you, you cannot turn a deaf ear on today, for the blood will be required on your hands, leader. Praise God. Praise God. If you're a leader, lead somebody to Christ. Amen. Praise God. Paul said to follow me as I follow Christ. Amen. If you're a leader and you're not following Christ, don't worry about me following you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. You know, they're talking about digging that ditch. Well, the ditch an individual did, praise God, He would dig it for himself also when he tried to dig it for me. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. But instead of digging ditches, let's build bridges. Amen.
Amen.
To God's
amen.
People, amen. Amen.
Yes.
You know,
amen.
Maybe we need to go back to the old-time way.
Oh, yes.
They used to say,
hallelujah.
Singing, shouting, let us all go back. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. With this all internet and all this stuff, the gadgets that we got on today, spoiling the people of God. Amen.
Amen.
Let us go back to the old time way. Let us go back singing, shouting
yes.
to God.
Amen.
Let us all go back. And when we
amen.
Go back singing and shouting, praise God, let's grab a hold to somebody and bring them forward with us in the Lord.
Amen.
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 Let's get them on the King's highway. Amen.
Yes.
Praise
amen.
God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
You know, there was a time I didn't even know about Christ. My mother and father didn't tell me. Amen. But you know how I found out? I found out through Jesus. Jesus came to me and witnessed. Now, isn't that something? All
amen.
These Christians out there supposed to do all of this witnessing all around me, and I didn't know anything about Jesus Christ.
My God.
But God himself came and rescued me. Praise God. And not only did he rescue me, no man laid his hands on me, praise God, and prayed for me for the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
For God himself filled me with the Holy Spirit. And I didn't even know what a Holy Spirit was. Oh, but praise be unto God. When he did it, when he did it, when he did it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The power and the anointing that overcame me, praise God, gave me
amen.
Such a closeness intimately with the Lord our God. Ah, glory, Yarabasha. Glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Fill me with his spirit. Gave me power. Help me along the way. In
hallelujah.
The name of Jesus. Gave me direction
yes.
in my life. Gave me
thank
instruction
you.
In my life. Praise God.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Gave me the understanding to want to do right and make the right decisions. Praise
amen.
God. Only a God like that would do such a thing. Only
amen.
A God like that. And I love him. Amen.
Amen.
On this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Don't you love him on this morning for what
amen.
He's done for you? Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
But now he has given us the war cry. Praise God.
Yes.
We have to man our positions.
Oh, yes.
Praise
yes.
God. We
yes.
have to take our stance.
Yes.
We have to prepare ourselves for battle.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And go into battle spiritually so through
yes.
the word of God and the
amen.
Anointing of the Holy Spirit. Praise
hallelujah.
God. How about you on today? Don't you want to go? Don't you want to go? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All that God has done for you,
oh,
everything
man.
That he has done in your life, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Don't you want to go? Amen.
Mm.
Heaven
amen.
Is our home. Praise God.
Yes.
Heaven
amen.
Is our home. Not this
amen.
World.
Amen.
Not this world. So the word tells us to do not be conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. And you know that renewing is every day. It's an everyday process. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Somebody needs to hear about the goodness of Jesus Christ on today. Today
amen.
Is a new day. Today is the Lord's day.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. What will you do today? Amen. Amen. Will you tell somebody about the good news in the gospel of Jesus Christ? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Or will you sit back, amen, in the box amen, outside the circle, looking in. Praise God. Remember, when we stand before the Lord our God, He will judge us. And it's not just that we'll be saved and filled with the Holy Spirit, but He's going to judge our works as well.
Amen.
Amen. Will you be found wanting? Will you be found wanting? Amen. So how about your crown? Will it just be a crown? Or will you have some jewels in that crown? Amen. When God dismisses, praise God, the blessings of eternity upon you in heaven. Amen. Praise God. I tell you, my soul says yes.
Amen.
My soul says yes on today. Praise God.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. There's something about the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yes, it is. Amen.
And I tell you, you can't beat it with a stick. Amen.
Amen.
No matter how you turn it, flip it, spin it.
Amen.
Jesus
Amen.
Is the best thing that ever happened in our lives.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Well, I got a few nuggets on this morning before, amen, praise God, we bring in our pastor on today. And what I had was today is that I am somebody. Amen. Psalms 82 and 6 says, we are the son of the Most High God. God designed and fashioned Adam and Eve. Put them in the Garden of Eden with no wants or no needs. Praise God. Amen. Genesis 2:15-23. And then He wrought in His image. They multiplied and filled the earth. Amen. See, God is love, saints. God is love. Amen.
Amen.
He made us with His love. Praise God. 1 John 4:7, amen, through 8. So God is love. The enemy is evil and darkness. Amen. We are the light of the world. Praise God. Matthew 5:14-16. Amen. We are peculiar people. Amen.
Amen.
The word says we are peculiar. We're not just anybody. Praise God. We
Amen.
Are somebody. We are children of the Most High God. Amen. 1 Peter 2:9. So as the earth was multiplied, so was God's love for and in us. Deuteronomy 8:1-3. Don't focus on what you're not, praise God, but focus
Amen.
On the fact that we belong to God. Amen. 1 John 4:4. Because we are children of the Most High God, let us run this race that's set before us. Amen. So don't get weary in well-doing
Amen.
Or in due season. For in due season, amen, we shall reap if we faint not. Amen.
Amen.
Hold it together. Keep it in the center of the road. Praise God. Keep
amen.
Yourself aligned to the word of God.
Amen.
Know your position. Praise God. If you don't
amen.
Know your position, take your compass out. Holy Ghost compass out. And reassess your position in Christ.
Amen.
Praise God. Once you reassess your position in Christ, which is true north, amen. For a lot of you, true north is straight up. Amen. Praise God. Once you assess that and know what your position is and that you're in alignment, move on from there. through the process of giving God the glory and building his kingdom. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I tell you, I am somebody. What about you? I am a child of the Most High God. If anybody asks you who you are, tell them, don't be ashamed. I am a child of the Most High God. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. When running this race, Hebrews 12, 1 through 2. Amen. Praise God. And run the race. Amen. Accept those challenges through the trials and tribulations that God set before you to make you strong. Amen. Praise God.
Yes, amen.
To give you wisdom and understanding and strength, praise God. To move ahead, praise God. And to show somebody else the way, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Don't get weary, saints. Don't do it.
Amen.
And I always say, don't let nobody or nothing turn you around.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen. Remember when Jesus, when Peter told Jesus that he is the Christ, and then the Lord told him, Peter, he's going to build this church upon the rock. Amen. Something solid. Amen. So build your eternity on the solid rock of Jesus Christ. Because we know when you build on something solid, it won't erode and fade away. Praise God. That you can stand against the wiles of the devil and the enemy in the last and evil days. Therefore, stand in holiness. Stand in righteousness. Stand in fighting. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. And don't wait till the battle is over to shout now. But shout now, praise God.
Oh, yes.
Shout
Amen.
To God now, hallelujah. Oh, Amen. Glory be his name. Oh, glory. Do it now.
Hallelujah.
Don't wait.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Show the God that you love and the God that I love how much, praise God, that we love him because he first loved us. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Our home in heaven eternally is already prepared.
Hallelujah.
All we got to do is continue to stand and make the trip. Praise God.
Amen.
To do our very best. Amen. To help God build the kingdom and saving other souls on today.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So I tell you, that's what I have this morning. Praise God, that I am somebody. And can't nobody tell me that I'm not. I belong to God.
Amen.
And so do you. Amen. I'm a child of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Isn't that something to know, to be reassured?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It can't get no better than this. Knowing that I am a child of the Most High God. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I can hear the war cry. I can hear the war cry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, glory. Hey, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And I say yes to your will, Lord. Yes to your way, Lord. Yes, Lord. That I am a child of the Most High God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. At this time, praise God, we're going to ask our own pastor, Temple Spencer, to come on in and give us a prophetic word of encouragement. Pastor Temple.
Amen. God bless you. You know, it's not much more I can do behind all that encouragement that you released, Pastor Smith, and also Mother Jackson, to begin to send up a prophetic prayer inside the atmosphere. Amen. And to everyone, I'm telling you right now, all over the world, I just give God the thanks and we give God the glory. Listen, I just want to scratch your ears and I want to itch you. I want to itch your, you know, scratch the give you some look, itch your ears right now and challenge your spirit. Listen, I'm telling you right now, God is taking his people into another depth with him. And I want you to make sure you meet us there this Sunday. I want you to begin to meet us there inside the house of God. If you're ready to be challenged to go into another depthness of God, go into another depthness in God, amen, I want you to meet us there in the house. Because sometimes we can get to a point in our spiritual walk and our walk with God to where a lot of things become stale, to where a lot of things that we say, it begin to repeat itself. And God want to show you into another depth with him. If your, my God, if your comprehension in the spirit is not being challenged, well, we need to go a little bit further, because the things of God is uncomprehended. It's uncomprehended when we read about Enoch and how Enoch was with God, the next thing you know, he was gone. It's uncomprehending how God don't spoke so precise to Noah and gave him dimensions and cubic feet, my God, to build a ship. It's very uncomprehension, and that is why God is so much depth to God and so much level to God. I just thank God that he given us, he gave me the release so we could go a little bit further within him. What are you saying, Pastor? Well, you understand the Bible that you're reading, that B-I-B-L-E. I know many of you done heard this so many times. Base it instructions before leaving earth. Basic instructions before leaving earth. A lot of times in our walk, we try to take the basis that is designed to be the basis, not to be the advance, but designed to be the basis in your life, and we're trying to make it advance. We're trying to advance that something that is supposed to be a basis. We're trying to take something that is a basis and take it into a depthness. I'm telling you right now, my God Almighty, God want to open up a new perspective, want to open up a new depthness. It's going to launch you, Pastor or Apostle. My God, you might want to come on and be on any part of the service. Yes. It's going to launch you into a fresh place and a new place within God. I'm just so excited for what God is doing, and the word of God that is so illuminating and so precise, that is going to penetrate your very soul and your life. I just give God the glory and I give him all the praise. Listen, saints of God, I'm trying to get back out of here, my God, but I want you to meet back with us tonight at 7 p.m. I want you to come on and let's go and encourage our youth as they step out and begin to intercede and begin to pray and begin to step out into the things of God. They need your support. They need your encouragement. They need you to help back and help push them. Amen. So let's begin to cheer and let's begin to celebrate them as God begin to create a platform for them to begin to pray and begin to intercede and begin to give messages in their word. Amen. Make sure you got your grandchild. Make sure you got your children. Make sure they on and want to make sure they in and to help us, my God, for help the youth to get into a place with God that we know that they able to do. It's good that we talking about the different things and the trouble in the youth. It's good that we elaborate on different problems, but it's even much better if we could create a solution. Amen. We might not can say, but I might not can say everyone, I'm going to do my best to try to create a platform that we can, but each and every one of us we could create something to involve them in. And I just take my hats off to Sister Smith, amen, as she's leading our youth in ADM. I just take my hats off and love to hear and see the passion. But most of all, the saints of God, she won't be able to do her job. We won't be able to carry out the vision if you don't be involved. We need you involved and bring them round the table. And listen, you don't want to miss this Sunday, my God, or any probably any other Sunday for the rest of this year. You don't want to miss it because the depthness in the revelation that God has taken us is really going to blow and astound your mind. God is ready to stretch your comprehension of the depthness of the Spirit into another level. I'm so happy that he is doing it. That's an awesome God we serve, because you should never get bored or get stilled in God. If it is, you got to ask God, God, fill me back up, take me to another level, and God want to take you to another level, to shake your spirit, to rain a new fresh ladder rain in your life. And I just want to say, God bless you. I'm going to get ready to see you all this Sunday in the house. Listen, if you get there at 11 o'clock, my God almighty, you just barely make it. You need to beat us there, not meet us there. Amen. I want you to see you in the house. Let's get ready to go into a powerful worship service and exaltation service. And I want you to come with a level of expectation that is going to challenge the atmosphere and going to challenge the Spirit of God that you never experienced before. I don't know about nobody else, Pastor Smith and Brother Jackson, but I'm ready for God to shake us and reveal to us this new level that we are on. I'm ready for fresh things to manifest. I'm ready for another depthness to be open. More perspectives, my God almighty. My God, to take me on another platform into Christ. I know that it's more depthness to God, and God wants you to understand that as well. So let's get ready to go into more depthness of God. That's why we have to constantly be students of the word. You're going to find out this Sunday why. God bless each and every one of you. God bless you, Pastor Smith and Mother Jackson. God bless you all. Amen.
God bless you, Pastor.
Amen. God bless you. Too.
Amen. Praise God. And I tell
Hallelujah.
Pastor has said a mouthful. Praise God.
Amen.
And just remember, amen, praise God, our children and youth, they are our future. Praise God.
Yes, they are.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. I remember being, amen, serving in a church or witnessing in a church where the pastor started the youth, and the old heads in the church didn't want any youth. Praise God. I'm saying to myself, how crazy is that? Being that our children are the future of the church. And do you know they had this pastor arrested and put out of the church because he was building, praise God, a youth ministry in the body, in the church. Amen. Praise God. So we can't get sidelined. We got to know what our focus, we got to know what our direction is. Praise God. And when we understand that, praise God, we can let go and let God. Amen. Praise God. Enough has been said. Our pastor, our prophet, has put it on the line. Govern yourself accordingly. Amen. Until Sunday at 11 a.m., praise God. You have a God blessed day. And once again, I'll tell you, God loves you, and so do I. God bless you.
Amen.